Hello, this is Al Starnes with Coldwell Banker Service First Realty. If you have any real estate needs, if you're looking to buy or sell, give me a call, 270-704-0036. Again, it's Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Service First Realty. Thank you and have a great day.
Another victorious week for the Rockets. Crittenden County goes to Fulton County, wins its second district game of the season, 30-12 over the Pilots. That's 17 straight wins over Fulton County, Coach Thompson, and we got behind early, but no panic in sight. Just took care of business.
Yeah, they came out and hit a big play on us. The guys regrouped, you know, and after that play, really, the defense stepped up and played a heck of a game. Coach Courtney got them calmed down and made some changes and made some more changes at halftime when some guys kind of got knocked out of play. But offensively, you know, the guys were cool, calm, and collected. After they hit that big play, and we go down and score as well and kind of show Fulton County that it might have been a little more luck than it was. you know how
well,
it is.
Well, Caleb Kimball went 57 yards on that play, yeah. And then on the next five plays, you threw him for a loss, and then he went out of the game for a while.
Yeah.
But he 57 on the first play of the game, finished with 63, yeah. So that's what the defense did.
Yeah, for sure. Good players like him, you know, they're gonna hit plays sometimes, and when you have a miss assignment like we did on that first play, a guy like that should take advantage of that opportunity, and he did. But they got that cleaned up, and then after that, he really struggled. He had to really work hard to get anything.
I thought the guy they brought in behind him, De'Avion Bradley, had a little quicker first step or two and kind of changed the pace of the game a little bit. It took us a while to get him collared.
Yeah, I don't know if the defense might have relaxed a little bit with Kimball. Man, we really hyped up Kimball the whole week and continue to do so if we play them again later in the playoffs. He really is a good player, but their backup, they got another capable backup, and I'm sure they got another guy behind that with the ability to be able to run the ball explosively. They have a lot of athletes on that team, so I'm sure they have more guys that with the ball in their hand could be scary.
Let's talk a little more about the defense and talk about your defensive player of the week. Tyler Boone went out of the game, played a half, had 9 tackles, and Cade McAllister finished the game with 13 tackles. But your player of the game is Noah McGowan, tackles.
Noah McGowan, you know, playing on the line and getting those 8 tackles just shows he's getting a lot more comfortable in our defensive scheme. It's a little bit different than what he's used to having played in the past at Caldwell County. He does his job. He's always in the right place. He's technically sound. He's coachable. And he makes the plays he's supposed to make, you know. So we look for him to continue to get better and better and better as the as we get deeper into the playoffs here, this little playoff run we're trying to make. You know, it's not a surprise to us because we saw him in practice the first day he came out, you know, and his ability. But, you know, it might be a surprise to some. Because it's taking time for him to really get comfortable in our system. So he's a guy that we look to make these plays up front, and hopefully he continues to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, nice performance by the entire defense, particularly
for sure.
Noah and some of those other guys. Let's speak real quick to Tyler Boone's injury. I've talked to him a little bit. He says it's getting better. Maybe just a bruise.
Yeah, yep. He's. I mean, outside of the bruise, he's got really – nice mark on his side. Mm-hmm. There's no break in his hip or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to get the blood out of that hip and he'll be good to go.
Yeah. On offense, you had Xander Tabor rushed for 212 yards, his second 200-plus game in the last 3. And you sent out, you had a little tweet that he's averaged, 9 yards a carry on the last few, so that makes you a great coach.
Well, what it makes me is a person who doesn't know how to use social media because I don't tweet very much. But the last 3 games, he's had 58 carries for 530 yards, and that equals 9 yards a carry. I didn't even look at how many touchdowns in those 58 carries.
Yeah.
But, you know, people talk about, you know, Kimball leading Class A and all his yards and carries he gets. You know, that shows you how fewer carries that X has had than Kimball. And X is just – he's capable of doing anything.
Well, it was pretty clear who the best running back on the field was last week.
Xander is a big deal when he has the ball in his hand. He makes – he punishes defenders. He makes great cuts, and he finishes runs. So he's a guy for us that we depend on in our offense. And when you're getting 9 yards every time he touches the ball, I should be able to make sure that we end up with a lot of first downs.
And your co-offensive player of the week, sophomore quarterback Luke Kreider. He came into the game, and clearly the Rockets now have an option at quarterback. I'll let you speak to that.
Yeah, Luke came in and really calmed the offense. He was efficient in the plays that he got, did his job. He graded out very high. He was an upper 80 guy, which that means he did his job on the majority of the plays he was in. You know, he just cool, calm, and collected, like I said about Noah. He the moment wasn't too big for him. He stepped in, and he did his job, nothing more. He didn't try to do anything more than what we asked him to do, and he was successful. So we had to make sure that we rewarded him for that. And just to speak to the options, you know, we've had options all year, and we continue to have options. Hunter Jones is a fully capable quarterback, and he wasn't playing a bad game. He had a few mistakes, but a lot of the guys had a few mistakes. What it comes down to is just going in there and make the plays that we ask you to make. And, you know, I'm still 100% confident in Hunter Jones and his ability to go out and make those plays. And I'm sure he's still confident in his ability to do that. But I think that we'll see a lot of quarterbacks going forward this year. And they're all aware of that. So, you know, competition, that's like I told you, competition breeds success. Mm-hmm. Every day you got to work or the next man up. And they're all aware of that, and we'll see who ends up playing.
Dylan Yates, lineman of the week. Have we had a lineman of the week by another name? Maybe McGowan got that one.
Yeah, the McGowan guy, Ian. Ian had the first five or four or five, and then also Riley Govan had one.
Okay, so I was thinking he
– But Yates is on a roll right now.
He's
on a roll. And what's happened is Yates has – understands that Coach Thompson's okay if I have fun. I'm going to be me, and it's changed him completely. He has really bought into every Friday's a party, and he's out there living his best life on Friday night, and it shows in the way he plays. People don't like to line up against him. Because I'm one of those people. In practice, me and Coach Barry decided to be linemen, and I got to feel firsthand what his club feels like. And he's tough, you know. He's just a guy that works. He puts the work in so he can have fun on Fridays, and I love it.
Yeah. And Noah Perkins, special teams player of the week. He made all his extra point kicks.
Yeah, he's been efficient all year for us. It's like you talk about in the records. He's, you know, looking at career. Mm-hmm. He's up there at the top, and he's a guy that we haven't had to worry about, can we get the extra point? Are we going to get the point after? So his consistency has finally caught up and got him a special teams player of the week this week.
Mm-hmm. And that's so important, that point after. Yeah, you miss one, and now you feel compelled to go for two. Yeah. You don't get that. Boy, you're in a hole.
I think that happened to Fulton County. Mm-hmm. They missed that first one, you know, so I knew that if we can get in the end zone, we could hit one.
Yeah.
And we did that, and then I felt comfortable after that. Then they missed the second one, and I said, well, we're good.
Yeah, you know, it just makes a big difference. So important, those point afters. Well, we are going to get ready for Russellville this week. Huge game on the schedule. We knew it would be. We're right where we thought both teams would be at this point, as far as the district's concerned. And win this one, and we will host the first two games of the playoffs. So it's a big week this week. And I know you had a couple of players ejected. You're appealing that.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get those guys back for Friday night if the appeal goes well. So, all right. Any closing comments or thoughts?
Yeah, I said on the radio on Saturday that we wanted to paint the stadium blue. All right. So we
paint the stadium blue.
Yeah, I need everybody in blue.
Blue.
Everybody in blue.
Blue gear this week.
Yeah, all blue.
Blue out.
Blue everywhere.
All right. Well, the long range forecast for the weekend is it looks like a possibility of rain.
We'll take it.
We need it to be somewhat clear to fill the stands. I think that's where we get in a bind sometimes.
They make really cool blue rain suits. They're really cool. But if it's going to rain, I don't want it to be cold because I think people are figuring out I'm a big sissy and the weather does affect me.
Well, it does affect fans, and and good weather tends to fill the stands, and so do winds. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. You must have winds to go along with those. But even when you're winning, sometimes when you have inclement weather, it's tough. People just about as soon stay inside and listen to the radio. But we do hope they come out Friday night for this big district.
Don't miss the party.
It's always a party, isn't it, on Friday night at Socket Stadium. All right, so everybody's invited. Party Friday night, 7 p.m., Rocket Stadium.
Shara is proud to be a Rocket Booster. Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. That's CHRA on the exchange.